You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jemma Gaudette. Two women are working on a new book that will profile 50 inspiring Latinas who are shaping our state and the next generation. The women will share their struggles, dreams, and goals in their own words. Maria Gonzalez Cardenas and Emily Wakefield is a professor of history at Boise State University, and they're both creating the new book, and they were kind enough to join us today. Good afternoon to the both of you. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having us, Samantha.
Awesome. And Maria, I think you're muted. Let's see. I want to get started with what's the title of the book, Emily? What's the name and what does it mean?
The title of the book will be Nosotras, which means us in Spanish, but it's a feminine us, right? And it will profile women in Idaho, their struggles, their triumphs, and really their presence in our communities all over the state.
And Maria, how did this get started? I know this has kind of been your dream for a while now.
Well, one of the things, since 1992, this had been a goal, and I was very blessed to meet Emily a couple of years ago and be able to partner to finally make this come true in Idaho.
That's awesome. Okay, so Emily, who's going to be in the book? I know you spoke to me earlier about how you're hoping that the folks who are in the book are going to inspire Latinas in high school. Talk about some of the folks you're hearing from.
Absolutely. Yeah. So our goal is to profile at least 50 Latinas from all over the state, right? Every corner of Idaho, and to make sure that we have a representation of the range of professions that Latinas have worked in, and also the range of communities that they have contributed to. We are emphasizing younger Latinas, and one of the goals for the book is to have it available in both English and Spanish in libraries throughout the state, because most people don't recognize that one out of every seven people in Idaho is Hispanic or Latinx. And that's a significant proportion of our communities, and one that is not nearly represented enough in political spaces, in educational spaces, or really in any one profession. And so we want to highlight this range and also make sure that people can see, especially young Latinas, can see maybe some of the challenges that are ahead, but also the ways their dreams can become reality. And so we want them to be inspired by the stories that we're highlighting, and also to recognize just the depth and the sophistication of the range of this community that we'll be talking about.
And Maria, you've been compiling these stories. Just give us an idea of what the stories are about and the women that are telling them.
Yes, and I know that one of the things that was really important to me, Samantha, was Latinas, women telling their own stories, right? The approach versus they're being interviewed and then us deciding, okay, this is what we want to include. Women have been reading or writing their own stories. And I did want to share, if it's okay, just one paragraph from one of the writers. That is now in Southwest Idaho, but was a native of the state of Jalisco in Mexico, came to the U.S. at the age of five. This individual, this woman writes, our first year in Burley, Idaho was difficult. We knew no one, did not speak English, and we lived in a one-room motel. Dad, mom, and my four siblings. My dad got a job at Orida Foods and would walk the 4 to 5 miles to work every day, rain or shine, and later snow. He eventually saved enough money to buy a car, and we moved into an old trailer home. There we became friends with the neighbors, the Muniz family, and learned to speak English. I remember my first word in English was pillow. I was now ready for school. I loved school from the day I entered the school building. I was never embarrassed to learn new things, and as a result, I learned English rather quickly. We continued migrating to Oregon during the summer months to pick fruit, but always returned to Idaho a week before school started. My parents made the difficult financial decision to make education a priority for us. During my high school years, we quit migrating and stayed in Idaho, but continued to work long hours hoeing beets. Long hours consisted of 10-hour days of working in the Idaho summer heat. This woman goes on to talk about her challenges in middle school, right? With at the time a teacher that really wasn't helpful as she worked to continue learning English, but finding out through a friend of those teachers that were willing to help. Of course, later on, you know, she's got her bachelor's, her master's, has done great work in the state of Idaho as an educator. That's just one example, Samantha, of some of the things that we'll see. Again, like Emily said, her words will be translated to Spanish so that it is available to not only young Latinas, but to their moms, their aunts, their grandmothers, and others that may need the information in Spanish.
And I love this story, Maria, because she mentions that the first word she learned in English is pillow. And that just, I don't know, that makes the story so close, so emotional, I think, to me.
Yes, absolutely.
And she goes on, I know in her story, to talk about, you mentioned a teacher who wasn't helpful to her, and that was racism.
Yep. She talked about how when she asked, right, she pled her case thinking, okay, this is going to help me, telling the teacher, right, my parents don't speak English. Teacher looked at me and said, boy, you are sure in a bad situation, but still did not offer to help her. And I think part of this, because of those hardships, right, later on, she goes on as to why she pursued the career that she did, and how she was helped and went to Idaho, Pan American University in Texas, and then Idaho State University here in Idaho, and continues to give in the community till today.
We're speaking with Maria Gonzalez-Cardenas and Emily Wakefield about a new book profiling Inspiring Latinas in Idaho. And, you know, Emily, this is, I think you mentioned there was a grant. You got a grant to help put this together, and you're still putting it together. You're still compiling some of these stories.
That's exactly right. We were fortunate enough that the Idaho Humanities Commission awarded us a SHARP grant, Sustaining the Humanities in the American Recovery Plan grant, in the fall. And so that was for us to edit and coordinate and translate and really put all the pieces of the book together. And I should say that we hope this is volume one. There's no way a first book can be comprehensive and can be inclusive of all the amazing Latinas in our state. But we also are drawing on a long tradition of testimonial or bearing witness that it has a really important literary and also historical component of Latin American societies, where people do give their testimony in their own words, and that becomes a voice for a community. And so we're drawing upon that in order to build this volume. And we hope that once it becomes a book, and we expect it to be illustrated, all of the women that have contributed so far have also said sent in images and pictures of their family. We're commissioning a couple incredible artists to do the cover work, and we have a map maker that will indicate on the map the places in Idaho where these women live, and also their places of origin where they came to Idaho from. And we hope that all of these components tell a really important and interesting story, and also spark additional stories in the future that will grow out of this into future volumes, perhaps Latinos of Idaho, perhaps even larger ideas.
Well, I exactly. And when you mentioned volume one, I think that's so true, because I know it can't have been easy to have just chosen 50 influential Latinas in Idaho.
Well, and the historical part is really important too, because Latinas had been contributing to Idaho before there was an Idaho, right? And and we could go back in time, but we can also and really want to reach towards the future. So in no way is it a comprehensive or end list. And we've been fortunate that so many women have been willing to contribute, and others have not. So there's also people that won't be featured in there that we would like to have, but we just simply don't have room for, or they don't have the interest in telling their own story at this moment. So it isn't who is and who isn't, but it is more really an open invitation for us to engage each other in stories more frequently.
Absolutely. And Maria, you mentioned that the stories would be translated. This book will be bilingual, yes?
Absolutely, yes. Some of the women have submitted their stories in Spanish. And so definitely those will be translated to English, but the majority have prepared their writings in English, and that will be translated to Spanish. And I'm glad that Emily mentioned, because a couple of the young Latinas, right, that will be featured are also working on the cover, that design of the cover, and then some of the design within the book. And these are young Latinas that one is an artist, the other one's a graphic designer.
Nice. Very nice. All right. And quickly, when do you hope the book will come out so that we can read it?
Yes. The goal for the launch of the book will be during Hispanic Heritage Month. You know, as you know, September 15th through October 15th is Hispanic Heritage Month. The goal, too, is having a draft of the book by June 1st of this year.
Awesome. All right. Well, I want to invite you back when the book is launching, because I think this is a great idea. And Emily, I hope it is just the first of many. We've been speaking with Maria Gonzalez Cardenas and Emily Wakefield about a new book, Profiling Inspiring Latinas in Idaho. Thank you both for being here today.
Thank you so much, Samantha.
Yeah, thank you so much, Samantha.
Coming up next, a chat with author Dr. Rita Woods. I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim McGaudette, and you're listening to Idaho Matters.